Welcome to Positivitini.
Messages of hope, support, and inspiration.
In 10 minutes or less.
I'm Travis McElroy.
I'm Erica Ishii.
I'm Amy Dallin.
We started to discuss this while Amy was out of town, but we realized this needed to be a whole other episode.
Side note, those were great episodes, but I'm really mad at you for me.
We love you, Amy.
Like, you're, that was really nice. Thanks.
Good.
How dare
accepting
you be nice.
Accepting compliments.
Yes.
But this one is, and I guess a little content warning for people, maybe, if this might be difficult for you, but I wanted to discuss bullying.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's something that has touched each of our lives.
Yeah.
And I know is something that has touched the lives of most of our community. It's awful, and I'm glad that these days we're starting to discuss it. A lot of times in a previous era, it was viewed as something all children had to go through.
Right. Toughens you up.
Kids will be kids. Tough,
life.
Builds character. Yeah. That's life. It's inevitable. It's not. It's not okay. And I know that it has shaped us in so many ways. We have overcome it in different ways, or are still coping with that. But if anybody wanted to discuss either how that's been part of their lives or how to help overcome that, please.
So here's the like, for me, I was actually thinking about this today. I know I was bullied. I can't remember it. And I don't know if I've blocked it out or what.
Mm.
But the bullying I do remember was very self-inflicted bullying, because I was so worried about being bullied that, like, I tried to, like, head it off by, like,
self-centered,
where it's just like, okay, that's a weird thing, don't do that, and, like, being so self-conscious. And so that came from, I at least at the very least, somebody having said something enough for me to worry about it.
Mm.
But also just from living in a world in which I saw the effects of bullying, I saw people who
societal pressures,
right? And so it's like, okay, because here's the thing, you don't develop a sense of what's quote unquote normal unless you've seen people who don't fit that mold be punished in some way.
Yes.
And so I also will say, I will admit that there were times when I was a bully. You know what I mean? Not like, the thing about bullying is it takes so very many forms.
Mm.
And it used to, I remember this, the cliche thing of being told, like, well, you know, people bully because they're insecure. But sometimes that's true, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes, like, that idea of, like, I am scared, so if I make somebody scared of me, then I will feel less scared. And I wasn't, like, I didn't go around beating kids up or anything.
No.
But there was a time in high school where I had a very, like, snarky wit, and I would, like, make fun of people to make other people laugh. You know what I mean? I wasn't trying to hurt anybody. Like, that wasn't my intention. But it doesn't matter if it was my intention or not. It was my impact.
Sometimes it's a way of fitting in,
mm-hmm.
or a way of making yourself feel better. And yeah, there are so many reasons for it. It's true. And I think at some point, each of us has been on either side of that equation, I'm sure.
I can't remember if I've talked about it on the show before or not. But when my friend Michael Batterbury saves my life, but in a very social way. Of, like, I had a lot of friends and who I still very much love, and I understand the language that we use to communicate, though it was perhaps not the healthiest, of, like, you know, making fun of your friends, and, like, we all give each other a hard time.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, anyone listening now, if that's your MO, y'all really need to, like, sit down and have a conversation with it, because even if it's joking, so easy for that to creep in and give you a lot of, like, self-conscious issues. And listen, if something said in jest doesn't mean it doesn't have an impact. But so, like, I graduated college and I moved back home and I was making all these new friends. And one day my friend Michael Bradbury was like, hey, just real quick, I just want to let you know, everyone thinks you're kind of a jerk. And I was like, what? And he was like, I know you're not, and I love you very much. And once people get to know you, they know you're joking. But when they first meet you, your kind of first reaction is to kind of give him a hard time. And it's not really a good impression. And I was like, and, like, it really was like, you know, that, like, scene in a movie where suddenly, like, the person's vision is spiraling around, where it's just like, oh, like,
oh, that's huge. But what a gift from your friend.
Yeah, I thought, like,
and
I thought we
very
would,
brave.
I thought we were making friends and giving a hard job and, like, getting, and he was like, yeah, but, like, people don't understand you. And I know that it's coming from a place of, like, wanting to, like, be friendly, but be careful of the way that you interact with. And, like, since then, I have been working very hard to not let my like knee-jerk reaction, like, oh, look at this guy, huh? And, oh, what did you say? Like, because that's not nice. It's not a nice thing to do. I mean, in some ways,
that's another a coping mechanism of if you're being bullied. Like, sometimes just say, like, hey, that makes me feel bad. And sometimes that vulnerability is enough for them to stop, because nobody's going to be honest with them about that. And I know it's scary.
It's tough. I don't know what advice is best to give here. I mean, I think one of the reasons that like the partially the LGBT focus campaign, It Gets Better, mm-hmm. was so resonant both within that community and for literally everyone, is that it's one of the only things you can really say, like, to someone. I used to always joke, like, if I ever have kids and they get to middle school age, I'm just leaving the planet for a couple of years, because I was like, I can't watch what happens. Aww. Like, I wouldn't know what to do, because I, like, my parents didn't know what to do, my aunts and uncles didn't know what to do. Like, it was a bad time. And, like, full disclosure, there were periods of time where, like, if you land on the, like, bottom middle of a social pecking order, you probably have some guilt too, because you helped kick it downhill at some point.
Yeah,
but, like,
because you didn't want to be a focus of it. Like, it's so bad. We were all
But it's weird, because, like, the, you know, I don't know how much time we have for this. This
is going to become an 8-part
episode.
Yeah. The stuff sticks with you forever, and you buy into it, and it seems like the whole world at the time. And the only thing you, like, if you can somehow get, like, if someone could have gotten through to me and been like, this will go away, this will change, people are going to eventually be into your hiking boots and your Animaniac sweater. Like,
right.
Because there
someday
was
a, people think you're actually cool because
Yeah, there was a day where, like, I watched Most Popular Girl take down Most Popular Girl's lieutenant in 7th or 8th grade. And I watched, this is the thing that I remember, that is how I know how deep in you get psychologically to these things. I watched sort of gleefully, because second lieutenant, who was also mean to me, was getting shamed in front of everyone. And the thing she was getting shamed for was wearing the same shorts I was wearing.
Oh.
And I was like, ha, take that.
Wow.
Because
that's like a, whoa.
You know, I wasn't very participating, because they wouldn't have cared if I'd said anything anyway. Like, I was in that room, I was dirt. Like, but it was this weird, like, you're so deep in, and it's the whole world, and you don't know that you could just talk to some different people.
Yeah.
Yeah, because, like, that's who you're stuck with day to day for a little
especially
while.
Especially if it's your school environment, especially if it's, like, but there is life on the other side of that. There is.
And here's, okay, so I do have some advice, right? But here's the thing, is it's really scary advice, which is the reason that bullying thrives, right? It's very much like mold. Because it thrives in, like, dark places. Mm-hmm. And, like, because everybody hates it, right? And it's very scary to look around and say, like, hey, do you enjoy this? Do you enjoy this? Do you enjoy this? None of us are enjoying this. What if we all just kind of, like, tried not so much? Like, it's very scary, you know?
Yeah, but it's like the Seven Samurai. There are more of you than there are of them.
Thank you for joining us.
Tune in again every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Until then, take care of yourselves.